children. What are we gonna do to show we care? How are we gonna be there for our children when they feel that life has just not been that fair?
Good evening and welcome back to Mask's weekly radio show on Family Matters. Mask, Mothers and Fathers Aligned, Saving Kids. We are in our 21st year. Actually, in February, we will be starting our 22nd year, and over 50,000 families have reached out to Mask and have gotten their families, their referrals, their groups that they may have attended, events that we've had on all mental health issues, including addictions. Now, if anybody wants to get a free naloxone, a Narcan kit, train for prevention if someone overdoses on opiates, please feel free to call the Mask Helpline. And our confidential number is 718-758-0400. I'll repeat the number so that you can maybe jot it down for yourself, your friends, your loved one, your neighbor, or maybe somebody you sit next to in shul. Our confidential number that someone can call in anonymous and ask for a referral for, whether it's a therapist, a psychiatrist, a mental health professional, a rehab, an inpatient, an outpatient rehab, or just to discuss a scenario and ideas on what to do in all mental health issues, including school issues, contact us at 718-758-0400. And remember, it's confidential. Our hours are 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Tonight, I have with us a very dear friend and colleague, Gina Castriani. I want to welcome you from Dynamic Youth Community, which is right here in Brooklyn on Coney Island Avenue. And Gina is the outreach coordinator. Thank you, Gina, for being on with us tonight.
Thank you so much to you, Ruhama, as well as Mask. You know, Dynamic Youth Community really does appreciate all the outreach work and all the community work you do here in Brooklyn and, you know, in our neighborhood.
Thank you. And thank you for the work that Dynamic Youth is doing for so many years. I remember when I started Mask, Dynamic Youth was on Coney Island Avenue then, and Dynamic Youth is still there now, and even expanded, and I'd like to talk more about it. So for my listeners, Gina, firstly, can you just tell us briefly what is Dynamic Youth Community?
Yes, we are an adolescent young adult substance abuse program, so we serve ages 16 through 25. Our residential setting, we are a long-term substance abuse program, so our residential program is located in the Catskills. It's in upstate New York, so it gives a great opportunity to, you know, the young adults and the adolescents to really get out of their neighborhood, get out of the community, get away from those negative pressures in the community, and really, you know, get away and get some time to work on themselves. So we are a long-term program. We are 100% voluntary, and we have our residential portion upstate, and our intake office and our aftercare portion is located, as Ruhama said, on Coney Island Avenue.
So, Gina, I know several families, many families that have gone to Dynamic Youth Upstate New York and are doing well. They're married, they have children. They've been clean for many, many years. So we have seen wonderful outcomes from your program. So let's get right to it, and let's talk about facing addiction in America today. I mean, parents, you know, parenting can be the most rewarding job on earth and sometimes the toughest. And today, the young adults have a lot going on between social media, between marijuana being so available in so many different states. It's hard to ignore, and it's hard to just say it doesn't happen anymore by us, because whether they're kids, young adults, married men and women, whatever ages, whatever stages, whether it starts with energy drinks, whether it starts with daily marijuana, whether it starts with alcohol and self-medicating oneself, there are issues, and it's hard to grow up drug-free in today's world. So I'm wondering, how does Dynamic Youth help youth struggling with addiction?
Well, Dynamic Youth is a very structured program. It's great because, like I said, it is the residential portion is located in upstate New York. So it gives the members of the program a safe environment to get clean in. As we all know already, getting clean is the easy part. Removing the drugs is the easy part. Now, staying clean is the hard part. So since we do work with such a specific population, ages 16 through 25, these members, these young adults, don't have many life skills. So not only are we getting them away from the drugs, away from their environment, but we're also teaching them life skills. So when they are upstate, we are a self-sufficient program. So they are learning their own life skills, such as making their own bed, to cleaning a window properly, to maybe even learning how to chop a salad. All the members upstate work on the property. So some of them work on a maintenance crew where they might spackle a wall and learn life skills on how to build something. Other members might live and work in the kitchen, where they're going to be making breakfast, lunch, and dinner for the rest of the family. So that's one way that we really help the young adults, is really teaching them life skills, work ethics and everything like that. Also, there's such a great structure. A lot of young adults, when they are actively using substances, they're structured. They don't have a structure during the day. They don't wake up at specific times. They don't eat at specific times. So we are trying to instill that structure back into their life, back into their daily routine. We also provide them with groups and individually counseling where they could, have some therapy, talk about themselves. But I'll also bring it back to where they're there with young adults that are going through the same issues that they're going to. They're there with peers that are the same age as them. So it's very relatable. They're able to relate with each other. They're able to talk to each other. They're able to support each other, and they're able to rely on each other. So overall, the house functions all together. So it's a good structure and a good support program for all the members. And of course, they do have staff as well to be there to support them, to help them.
And can you give us like an idea? They come into your Brooklyn office, they do an intake. Can you walk us through how that works, please?
Yes. Well, first off, everything is 100% confidential. So we will assess anybody, no matter what age they are, how old they are, what substance they are using, or where they're from. We take members from all five boroughs in New York City, Suffolk County, Nassau County, New Jersey, upstate counties, really anywhere. If they need help, we'll help them. So now what happens is they'll come into our Brooklyn office and we'll do an intake, interview with them, either myself, Marina Nakla, which is our intake director, or Jessica, she is the other intake coordinator. We'll meet with them, and we'll also ask that one of their parents or family members also come. We are a family program. Since we do work with adolescents, we really do need the family involved also. So we need the family on the same page with them, and we'll also ask for the family to attend one group on Wednesday nights at our Brooklyn Center so that they could, you know, we all know that addiction not only affects the one suffering addiction, but affects the whole family. So we need to be there to support the family and really help the family get through this. So we'll ask that the family be there. We'll talk to the potential member, really assess the situation, and if they do fit criteria here and they are appropriate for this level of care, then we would work on getting them upstate. Now that it's just a matter of, you know, if they could go upstate that day or the next day, we do try to get them upstate as soon as possible, because when they do say that they're ready for treatment, we want to act on that right away instead of giving it some time.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about that. You know, parents often call asking, how could we convince our child to go to an inpatient rehab when needed? And that's a big stumbling block for many families because parents are on board and sometimes they just can't, you know, get them through the door. So we always suggest that the parent go to an addiction therapist and or program such as a parenting group, and there they will learn ways on what language to use, what to say, how to, you know, become more user-friendly to the addict's mind of when they're going to be ready, it'll be their decision. So these are all ideas that MASC, Dynamite, and others can give parents, and we encourage that the parents call to ask the questions on our helpline so that we can possibly help you with your loved one. Not everybody goes inpatient right away. There are plenty of times that you want to talk about it, Gina, how sometimes they go on an outpatient program first.
Exactly, yeah. So we are the highest level of care. We are a long-term residential program, but there are other settings of treatment. There's outpatient, intensive outpatient. There's also detox, and there's also short-term programs. But we are long-term residential, whereas other short-term programs may be 30 days or so. But overall, in New York State, including Dynamite, we are 100% voluntary. So, you know, even if we are more of a long-term, somebody can stay here shorter term. Same with the 30-day program. They could stay there shorter. But, yeah, there are other forms of treatment.
Right. And we recommend that if somebody's resisting inpatient, let them start with an outpatient, with a clinic or a therapist, always an addiction-trained therapist, only when they're on any substances and they're misusing the substances. And then they can decide with the family of whether or not they can, you know, go 3 days a week outpatient. And if it doesn't work in there, whether it's a relapse issue, whatever their issues may be, then it can be discussed with the addiction therapist and arranged with the client, whoever it is that's on the drugs or alcohol misusing, to a degree where they need to go inpatient. Let the therapist do the work and let the parents stay out of it. More that it should be developed on their own. That's always the best scenario where the addict realizes they cannot manage their lives anymore without the drugs, and they then realize with the therapist, and then they agree to go in. So we can help. Dynamite can help.
Exactly.
Just give us a call, 718 858-0400 and ask the questions, and we'll try and send it to the right organizations, to the right inpatient, rehab, outpatient, like Dynamite. I really want to, Gina, I would love to talk about why do kids use drugs to begin with? I mean, for some, they're failing in school. For others, they were victims of being bullied. Some are experiencing low self-esteem. Some, it could be a sibling effect where a family member is an addict, or they're residing in a high tolerance for smoking, drinking, or drug use, you know, amongst youth. There are many reasons that, a parent dying young, any trauma, they could be molested, whatever it is, they may be using to either forget their troubles and relax, to satisfy their curiosity, to ease their pain. Some do it to feel grown up and show independence, or to belong in a specific group. And some start, believe it or not, just to relieve boredom. And those are the kids that are great kids, very, you know, doing well, and they're just bored. They're not getting enough, whether it is around their day or their evenings or their weekends, whatever it is, and they're bored. And those kids that start drugs or alcohol and end up far along the road, just like the kid that had trauma or was bullied, no difference. There are no better roads to take than others. The kids today, I'd like you to talk, Gina, about the issue of the opiate crisis and what you're seeing going on at Dynamic Youth.
Yeah, the opioid epidemic, the crisis, it's something that's really affecting our nation, especially in New York. We see it all the time. We see it every day. We get at least 20 to 30 phone calls a day for people needing help to treat opioid addiction. It all starts from a little pill or something that somebody may think is not harmful, and next thing you know, you have a full-blown addict, you have a full-blown habit. So these pills are very addictive, the Percocets, the Vicodin, and then they progress onto the more expensive pills, the stronger pills, the Roxycodone, the Oxys, things like that. And then when that becomes too expensive is when the heroin comes in. And nowadays, a lot of things are being laced with fentanyl, which is actually 50 to 100 times more stronger than morphine. So fentanyl, a drug that was supposed to be made for terminally ill, patients in a hospital, is now being used to lace drugs. Not only to lace heroin and other opiates, but also to lace other prescription pills that are being made on the streets. The fentanyl is also being laced into marijuana, also being laced into other drugs, cocaine. So it's a very scary thing. And, we are seeing a lot of opioid overdoses, unfortunately, in our society nowadays. But there is help out there. There's a lot of help. There's organizations like MASC that help. There's organizations like Dynamite Youth Center that help. There's a lot of help out there to help not only the young adults and the adolescents suffering through addiction, but to help everyone, because addiction can happen to anyone. Addiction can happen to anyone, exactly.
Right. No one plans to become addicted. And
exactly,
like you said, instead it begins with a single use, which one can then lead to abuse, which then can lead to addiction.
Exactly.
And, for many years, society believed that people addicted to drugs lacked the willpower or were morally flawed. Today, the National Institute of Drug Abuse defines addiction as a chronic relapsing brain disease that is characterized by compulsive drug seeking and use, despite harmful consequences. So it is considered a brain disease, and it sort of changes its structure and how it works. And the brain changes, and that can be very long-lasting, and harmful behaviors are seen in people that have abused drugs. And yet the good news is that addiction is a treatable disease. But we all need to remember that the success of any treatment approach depends on a variety of factors, including a child's temperament and willingness to change. So the parents may want them to change, but if a young adult, the child, your husband, your wife, your brother, your sister, your mother, your father doesn't want to change, we don't want to give up hope. You are not alone. Both MASC and Dynamite offer support. We have support groups for parents, for family members, and they are available in the Brooklyn neighborhood. Feel free to call 718-758-0400 for more information. And I want to give out Jean, who is the outreach coordinator at Dynamic Youth. Gina, I'd like you to give out your number, please.
Yes, I could be reached at Dynamic Youth Community at 718-376-7923. Once again, if anybody needs help or just needs somebody to talk to, you could definitely call Dynamic Youth Community and speak to myself, Gina, or anybody in the intake department at 718-376-7923.
I'd like to talk a little bit about recovery. Typically, addiction is a chronic disease. People cannot simply stop using drugs for a few days and then just be cured. And relapse is not uncommon. Most patients, most clients of Dynamic Youth, there are possibilities of relapse, and there are different episodes, whether it's abstinence, recovery, relapse. I'd like you to touch on that for a few minutes, please.
Relapse, it does come along with addiction. But the great thing about Dynamic Youth Community is that the members are in such a controlled, structured environment that they're not in their neighborhood. They don't have such easy access to substances. So when they are upstate, it's great because they are in a structured environment. But relapse does, it could happen to anybody. Of course, it's very dangerous when somebody is clean for such an amount of time. If they go to relapse, the substance, they might try to use exactly what maybe they stopped when they stopped using, how much they used then. They try to pick up the same amount. And that, unfortunately, can cause an overdose because their tolerance does go down. So that is something that you really have to be aware of. If you think somebody is possibly, if they might have relapsed, just be aware of every of them because of a possible overdose. But, of course, relapse can happen. And if it does happen, it is a step back, but you got to keep pushing forward. And we will help them in whatever way we can to keep pushing forward, because it is something that everybody that does suffer from addiction will have to, live with for the rest of their life. They might not always have such strong cravings and strong urges, but they do have to be aware of it and aware of their actions.
So, Gina, I do want to mention that it's very common for those that are abusing drugs to say they aren't anymore, or those that are caught using drugs at home, let's say, that they say, Ma, Dad, it's not mine, it was my friend's, I'm only holding it. So if any of these scenarios play out in your home, please call MASC so we can educate you. You know, if your suspicions are strong, or if you're faced with hard evidence, don't pretend that everything is fine, because obviously it isn't usually. And another thing I do want to mention before we go is that Gina had mentioned the family system and how important it is that family is involved in treatment at Dynamic Youth. And I just want everyone to know that don't be surprised that in the process of getting your treatment for your loved one, that a suggestion is made that the entire family get counseling too. Because treating addiction isn't simply about healing the abuser. Some parents become so obsessed with their child's problem that they may even neglect their own important aspects, you know, of their own lives, their jobs, their physical health, other kids. And it's important to seek help for your own emotional well-being as it is for your child using the drugs, or your spouse, whatever, your loved one, whomever that may be. And every member of the family needs to be educated on this issue and committed to helping the recovering addict stay clean and sober. And one of the best programs that anyone can go to locally, especially to start on the right foot, is Dynamic Youth Community right here on 1830 Coney Island Avenue in Brooklyn. And I want to thank you, Gina, for being on with us tonight. Thank you for being there always for MASC parents. And I hope to have you on again soon.
Thank you so much, Ruhama, and thank you to MASC. Like I said earlier, it is great to be partnering and working with organizations like MASC and yourself. Thank you so much for having us. Thank you.
Thank you. And again, MASC's number is 718-758-0400. And if anyone wants naloxone, feel free to call us and go on to maskparents.org to listen to all our previous radio shows. And you can donate online to help sponsor a child to go to rehab. And I'd like to wish everybody a very good evening, a wonderful Shabbos, and remember, hang in, hold on, hug tight. Thank you, and have a good night.
You've heard them on the radio, seen them in Ami and Mishpacha magazine. Kosher Gold is nature's secret miracle, a 100% pure, non-toxic, all-natural kosher CBD with no side effects, is non-habit-forming, and is non-psychoactive. Kosher Gold is produced from the hemp plant and is all-natural mood booster that has been proven to help with health conditions such as stress, anxiety, and depression, chronic pain, inflammatory disorders, autoimmune disorders, insomnia, skin conditions. Kosher Gold, when it comes to your health, quality matters. For more information, including doctor and customer testimonials, contact them at 856-431-2028. Again, that's 856-431-2028. Kosher Gold.
Winter family fun starts at Ski Butternut. For skiing, snowboarding, and tubing this season, Ski Butternut is your family's ultimate destination. Still home of the $15 to $25 midweek lift ticket and the best snow in the Berkshires, we offer rentals, lessons, and a wide variety of programs for kids and adults of all ages and abilities. Our $75 Learn to Ski or Board package is designed to gently ease people into the sport and includes a beginner area lift ticket, rentals, and a lesson. If skiing or boarding isn't your thing, we have an 8-lane tubing center open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Also new this year is the Ski Butternut app that you can use to track your runs, buy tickets, and enhance your on-mountain experience. We have a full schedule of fun events you won't want to miss this winter. From beer tasting to live music, we have something for everyone. Spend winter together at Ski Butternut in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, an easy drive from home. Ski Butternut, where families go to play in the snow.
KZN, Talkline Communications Network Radio, America's number one Jewish program.